Welcome to Ugeria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ugeria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ugeria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ugeria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Mary Jo Bowser, and we are in Sandy Springs Business Radio X studio with our producer, Ryan Redhawk McPherson.
That's me.
That's you.
Yes.
And one of my good old friends, he's not old, but he's an old friend.
Okay.
Brad Freemeyer. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, and thank you for clarifying that I'm not old.
So, summer is here.
It is. It's a little warm out.
It is, but it's beautiful and sunny, and I'll take it.
Yes.
Yes, over some of our rainy days. Welcome to Ugeria Radio. Ugeria, as it says in our intro, is a celebration of the heroes to the elderly, to our senior population. And Brad, you are a hero to the senior population in more than one way, but you're also kind of one of my heroes. Brad is a good friend. We've known each other for, oh my goodness, is it like 20?
Getting close to that, probably.
Yeah, getting close to 20 years. Our children have gone to school together at Fellowship Christian School. And Brad is a physical therapist. He has been a fixture on the sidelines of Paladin football for many, many years, where two of my sons kind of grew up and learned a whole lot about teamwork and football and stuff. And about 8 years ago, I had a really bad break in my ankle, in my left ankle, being a crazy lady, rollerblading.
You, but rollerblading?
Yeah, I was rollerblading. And I got surgery, pins and rods and all that. You know, I had a good prognosis, but Brad and his staff PT'd me back to health, and I walk like a normal person, and I just love my ankle, and it's normal, and my physical therapy made all the difference. So that's why I've been working on Brad to come on this show for many months, and I'm very excited because I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about it, but A Step Ahead is really kind of a special clinic, I think. Y'all do things a little differently, Brad. I want you to tell our audience about that, but before we go there, I want to move the clock back and just tell us how you got to where you got. Tell us a little story. What made you go into physical therapy? Where did you grow up? Whatever you want to tell us. But how did you get? Do a quick snapshot of your journey to A Step Ahead.
Sure. Well, thank you. Well, I grew up in a military family. Father was in the Air Force. And so I was actually born in the Azores Islands owned by Portugal out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even know that. Cool. Yeah.
Quickly from there, we went to New Jersey, to Texas, over to England when I was turning 7, lived there 3.5 years, came here to Marietta, and then finished up high school, my last 3 years of high school in the Panama Canal. So had a little varied culture experience growing up, which was a lot of fun. While in Panama, my senior year in high school, I was thinking at the time that I was headed towards Georgia Tech and engineering tract. I had two older brothers at Georgia Tech. But I worked as a camp counselor my senior year in high school, working with kids who were handicapped, and we took them to a beach camp, and the parents were able to have a few days off from the caretaking, and we were able to give them some fun. And so I went off to college. Well, like I said, I thought I was going to head to Georgia Tech, but I also was kind of a soccer fanatic and wanted to play soccer in college. So chose to do that, went to Berry College, was very fortunate to have the opportunity to do that. And during my sophomore year, I started realizing that my personality was not one that wanted to sit at a computer or a desk all day long. Wanted to do something different. And I thought back to those days at the camp and what it felt like to help people. That was just kind of something that kept coming up. And so then the next thing I knew, I met a fellow student who said he wanted to be a physical therapist. And I said, what is that? Uh-huh. I had never heard of one, never been to one. And just started investigating. And before I knew it, realized this is where God's leading me to go. developed that passion to be a physical therapist, went on to Georgia State University to go to PT school. From there, shortly after that, got married and moved out to Carrollton, Georgia.
To Miss Cindy. She's my friend too. And she was a teacher at Fellowship.
Yes. So we lived there for a while, had our first child, and decided Carrollton was not where we wanted to necessarily raise our kids and stay as a family. My wife was from Atlanta, one of the few natives around. We decided we would travel. And so we went, spent a year, and I went to Vermont for 4 months and to California for 3 and Washington State for 4 months, taking temporary contract jobs as a physical therapist just to see the other parts of the country and decide where to live.
Now, was little Kaylin around at that time?
Kaylin was a year and a half when we packed up and rented our house out, put stuff in storage, and we took her and Cindy and off we went.
And Kaylin was one of my little girl, Sarah Faye's good friends. So see, there's lots of ties. Also, I have an Air Force kid. And, you know, I forgot that, Brad, that you were an Air Force kid yourself. So anyway, so you traveled all over and ended up back in Hotlanta, huh?
Came back to Atlanta my wife was pregnant at the time, and we thought we'd come back here, have the child, and make a decision where we wanted to end up settling. Well, we've never made that decision, so we're still here.
Still settling.
Yes. So eventually I took a job and worked at the hospital that's now Northside Hospital for Scythe up in Cumming, developed an outpatient clinic there for them, and eventually became director of rehab for the whole hospital there. Once decided to leave that, I ended up trying to find a place to work and just could not find a place that I felt was really the spot that I could feel good about where I worked, the quality that was being delivered, the amount of time being given to the patients and that type of thing. And so in the end, felt God leading me to open and do something on my own. So I did a mobile practice for a couple years where I made house calls, and it was just me. It was an easy way to do something on my own without a lot of investment and having employees and all that. Did that for 2.5 years and realized that wasn't really setting me up financially for a stability for my family and so forth for the long term, and really decided to open the clinic. And so that was basically 9 years ago.
So Brad, was that done back then, the mobile PT, or was that something, was that kind of a new idea, or?
It was done to a small degree. There was a company up in Michigan that was kind of had started a in-home rehab company doing Medicare Part B billing versus the home care. So I was kind of the transition for those patients that needed continued care after home care. They were no longer homebound, but maybe they didn't have transportation or they had other issues getting to an outpatient clinic. And so I became an easy transition for the home care therapist to recommend me come in and continue care in the home.
Because, you know, that's done so much now. It's
right.
Just, yeah, with all the companies. Okay. And then, so I remember 9 years, and I remember 9 years ago when you did that radio, this is just, you know, our first gig together on the radio, but Brad is Steady Eddie. And I mean, that was a big deal. That was a big risk. That, I mean, opening your own business is a big deal. And I remember it was kind of hard at the beginning, but, and you're just so faithful. You're still at the football games and doing the training and physical therapy for the guys. And I'm just so glad it was successful. And now my lead into ask you, why do you think you've been so successful? I know you do some things differently at A Step Ahead.
Sure. Well, right from the very beginning, I made the decision that we were going to provide that true one-on-one care. We were not going to have a place where a patient would come in and be one of 3 or 4 different people that the therapist was bouncing back and forth. We wanted to make sure that we got the results. People felt cared about, saw a difference. In order to do that, though, we had to make a decision to limit our insurance companies that we took in network. And so we were mostly an out-of-network service. We do have in-network for Medicare patients, and this show is focused more on the senior population, and so we do take Medicare clients. So that's...
Is it Medicare Part B still?
Yes, or, yes. Okay. It's billed under Medicare Part B. And then we also have a in-network contract with Blue Cross PPO plans.
Okay, that's good to know.
So we just made that decision that we were going to provide quality care. And we started slow and allowed the word of mouth to grow and let the results show itself. Another difference in our clinic from the very beginning was that we didn't go out marketing to the doctors to send people to us. We marketed to the people in our network. And we just people to people, helping people, them going out and sharing that those results. And we've just grown little by little. But over 9 years, as we all know, if you know, you keep going and you keep working hard, that things pay off. And so that's where we are now.
Yeah. And you've got a wide age range of patients too, from the young athletes all the way to the elderly. Is that correct?
That is correct. I've seen, I guess, recently in the last few months, anywhere from, you know, 9 and 10 year olds all the way up to my oldest client right now is 97 or 98 years old.
Oh my! And tell what are you doing for your 97 or 98 year old? Is it a woman or a man?
I actually have a husband and wife that I still go to their home, and I serve them as more of a wellness client. They are interested in continuing to be healthy and well and trying to make the most of their late stage of life. And
that is awesome.
I've actually worked with this same couple now for about 7 years and see them on a weekly basis and just continue to help motivate and show them what to do and keep them...
Be an accountability partner for their exercise or whatever.
Right. So now, we're keeping them moving. And now, that's the important thing, is you got to keep moving.
Is that the little couple that you've made such good friends with and that you took them to a wedding or something? Is that the same ones?
Yes. Yeah. They live down in Buckhead, and we've just been able to had a great time getting to know them. And, you know, a man that's, you know, 98 years old, and his wife, you know, they've lived through an awful lot of experiences.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's amazing that you can go from living in a house with no electricity and no running water to living in Buckhead and being able to afford to have somebody come to your home to take care of you. It's an incredible story.
That is really neat. Now, I just got to say, that's not typical, okay? That's not part of the Step Ahead PT package, but you are getting a special guy when you get Brad Freemeyer and his staff. As a matter of fact, when you did my therapy, I started with you, and then, you know, I think you handed me off to one of your Amys. Do you still have two Amys?
We are down to one Amy at the moment. Yeah, at one point, I think we were actually up to 3 or 4 Amys.
No way!
Including our office manager and so forth. So.
But he handed me off to a lady named Amy, physical therapist. And I was really worried about that, you know, because Brad was my friend. But Amy was wonderful. She was wonderful. And then she left for a little while. They have a family, I think.
Right. Her family has moved over to West Cobb, and the drive over this far was just too far. So she's working over in that area and taking care of folks over there.
Good. But you still have a great staff, because I know that's of utmost importance to you and what you do.
Exactly. You know, as I said earlier, we started with commitment to quality, and to have quality results, you got to have quality people. You know,
right.
Providing the service.
Right.
So we are now up to 5 other therapists besides me.
Okay.
We have 3 full-time therapists and in addition to me, and then we have 2 part-time therapists. So we feel very good about that.
So now I know you've gotten busy over the last 9 years. I want to know what, you know, your regular hours are, when somebody can expect to make an appointment there. But I also want to know, are you open to doing the kind of thing that you do with your older couple if someone can do that? I mean, if it's a special case, are you open to that, or, you know, case by case, or no?
We are open to that. We it is a case-by-case basis. At the office, we're open 8 to 5 is our on-the-door hours, but it also says by appointment, you know, as well. And so we do take 7 a.m. clients. We see people at 5 o'clock, sometimes as late as 6 o'clock.
You're so awesome.
Definitely.
We try to take care of people. And then as far as in the home situation, the mobile side of the business, that is still available. We do have to cover our cost to go get there and get back. And so there are charges associated with the travel side of things. We can still bill Medicare if it's appropriate in the home for the actual visit, but that doesn't take care of the actual travel expense. So there is a convenience fee that's an out-of-pocket expense.
Okay. That's fair. That's good. All right. So 8 to 5 Monday through Friday?
Correct.
Okay. But by appointment. So if you need something different, if you can't make that, you can talk to the office manager and who can, you know, has everybody's schedules. Okay. Well, we love stories. So do you have any stories besides the one I told about, you know, people you've helped or one of your therapists have helped or anything like that? We really, really, we love real life stories.
Sure. And I think the one that I'm going to talk about, I chose to really just want to share the words of the patient themselves.
Awesome. Good.
So I just took off of our website, one of our success stories. And this is from a lady I saw actually in the home. And she says this: how do you say thank you to someone who has taken you from a motorized wheelchair as legs to one who actually walks? I had been in and out of the hospital and rehab for months and months and seen several specialists who finally concluded that it was acute arthritis in my knees causing excruciating pain. When you saw me, I was sitting in an armchair, which I also slept in because I couldn't climb into a bed, feeling sorry for myself and resigned to never walking again. That was, quote, BB, end quote, before Brad. You had me in a regiment of exercises. It wasn't only my knees that hurt, using muscles that I didn't know I had. But seriously, you worked with me week after week, and those magic fingers got rid of the pain in my knees, and you had me trying out the walker. I have a wheeled walker now and have been picking up my life again, walking to get the mail, working in the kitchen, going out to lunch occasionally, and so on. Now it was time to get on by myself. I am faithfully doing your exercises. Bit by bit, my confidence grows. I sit straighter, walk straighter, and hope to improve more. But at 83, the old bones don't take kindly to change, but the Lord is helping as well. I can never thank you enough for treating me and making me believe that. If I tried hard enough and practiced enough, I could do it. If I meet anyone who could benefit like me, I will certainly recommend my physical therapist.
You're going to make me cry. Yeah. Well, anyway, you don't have any Kleenex, do you, Ryan?
No, I'm sorry. I'm fresh out. We're telling some stories. That's a great, powerful testimony for sure. Yeah. And I guess that's AB after Brad.
Correct.
Oh, that is really great, neat, Brad. That is really neat.
So that's what we're about, is helping have an impact on people's lives. And I've spent my career, almost 30 years now, primarily the rehab side of things. And I was telling Ryan a little bit earlier that we really have a focus now, and I have a real passion for the end of my career of having an impact on the prevention and the wellness side of things. And so that's an area that we've been so blessed with this past year. I was provided with an outside grant of money that has supported this initiative going into the wellness side of things.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah, grants are great. Much better than loans that you got to pay back.
Mm-hmm. Did you know this grant was available to you?
Yeah,
and how did you get this grant
that you got? Yeah.
Well, again, just very blessed. I actually applied for a grant that Chase Bank does, and they give out grants to small businesses across the country. And they once a year now, I think for 3 or 4 years, they've been doing this. I went through a long application process, you know, writing essays and getting a fan base together. You had to get a lot of votes and different things. Unfortunately, I didn't get the grant.
And that's, they help businesses of all kinds,
of
not
all
just physical
kinds.
Therapy businesses.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
So I was up against, you know, hundreds and hundreds of applicants.
Right. And probably some real sexy technology businesses that they're like, hey, let's give them the money. Right.
Right. So didn't get that money, but I had shared the story with a lot of people that that's what we were trying to do. Again, just when it came down to it, when this one person heard the story that we didn't get it, and he had heard what we were trying to do and knew, believed in what we were trying to do, he just said, I want you to go for it anyways, and I'll personally take
personal.
It.
Personal? Gosh,
wow.
Wow.
So this year we have taken time. I invested in hiring a full-time therapist, and her job has been to develop our wellness side of things. And so we've been able to use that grant money to truly develop something. I've been wanting to do this for years, but what it takes to run a business and provide the care yourself, just couldn't come up with the time it needed to really develop.
Well, you're blazing a new trail here.
We are.
Yeah, you're in uncharted territory, so to speak, in trying to make this work effectively, financially, and help people along the way.
Exactly. Yes. So that's our goal. We are, I heard a quote the other day. I was listening to a gentleman talking about, he said, he's always asked, how could I have prevented getting so messed up physically?
Mm.
And his answer was, not getting messed up to begin with. You know, and it all comes back to moving well and the quality of movement in our postures and how we move right from the very young ages. And so we're actually, one of the things we're going to be doing is working hopefully with a couple different elementary schools and going in, assessing at the different grade levels how the kids are moving. All different types of kids. We want the non-athletic to the athletic, really see where they are and then see if we can find where's the breaking point that they're losing that quality of movement. I've worked with lots and lots of high school athletes and all the way up, and I can tell you that over 90% of them move poorly, and they're getting by their athleticism and our amazing body's ability to compensate and still do great things despite not moving very well. Mm-hmm. But as we all know, when you do something poorly for a while, you can cover it up.
It becomes a habit.
It becomes a habit, and you can cover it up for a while, but eventually your body breaks down.
Yes.
And that's where we see a lot of the injuries that we deal with.
And what about all the degeneration in the back? I bet you that's part of it too.
Exactly. You know, 80% of all Americans end up with a significant back or neck problem in their lifetime. 80%. So if you happen to be one of those people that fits in that 20%, you are blessed. And we'd love to see that number go down.
And what do we attribute that to?
Well, poor movement.
Poor nutrition. I mean, poor lifestyles.
It's a combination of all that. You look at diseases, whether it's diabetes, strokes, Parkinson's, there's not a disease out there that doesn't go back to basically how we move, you know, our fitness level, our exercise. Exercise is prescribed for everything, even mental stuff, depression. You know, exercise is a huge component of treating depression. So we just feel like that we are in a place that we've got a background and a knowledge and an understanding of the human movement system that we can help people learn to move well so then they can do whatever they want to do passionately as far as moving often, whether it's playing tennis, walking, jogging, whatever it is. You know, a lot of people think of running as a great exercise, you know, and that's been a very popular thing. 80% of runners end up hurt.
They don't run properly.
They don't run properly. And so they wear and tear in the degeneration of their joints, whether it's back or neck or hips and knees and ankles. So it's fundamentally the foundation of being successful with an active program of whatever you choose of exercise. And it doesn't have to be just exercise, just living life, climbing stairs and digging holes and
in your yard.
Mary Jo, you've been digging holes lately?
Well, yeah, a little bit.
Oh, good.
But I've got a black thumb, so the Brad, I'm sorry, and we're interrupting or interjecting. I like to call it interjecting. So you've just clinched it. You've got to come back. I mean, I'll give you a couple of months, but you got to come back and talk about this. Have you named this thing, or is it just part of a step ahead?
Well, it is part of a step ahead, but we've created a new tagline, and I'm wearing it on my shirt. You can read.
Okay, let me see. Move well, move often, be well.
Right.
In that order.
Okay.
Yes.
Move well, move often.
You got to move well to be able to succeed in moving often and be able to keep it up. So there's so many people that try to go out and exercise, and the first thing they know, they're hurt. Mm-hmm. Or they just don't make any gains. They don't see the results, and they get frustrated and they give up. And a lot of that is attributed to because they're not moving well to begin with. They're not.
You know, another thing I just thought of, I mean, offices, you could go into, we're going to go 5 more minutes because we started a little bit late. Offices, I mean, you know, I've got this thing on the back of my neck growing.
Oh, and, no, you should get that checked out.
I know, by a physical therapist. but, you know, just like posture, that, you know, things that what you said. And even right now, I know, you know, we're probably stooped over our mics and stuff. But I bet you there's a lot of things you could just deduce by walking into a call center or something. I mean, there might be a place for the program in corporate America as well.
There is, and that's actually one of the programs we've developed, is going in and looking at employees and how they, whether they're sitting or have an active job. There's actually a program that we use, that we're using as part of our assessment, that in, I forget now whether it was Australia or New Zealand, but they just assessed 29,000 first responders. You know, all their police, their firemen, you know, their EMTs, and looking to prevent the injuries that they suffer in their day to day. And, you know, a lot of them sit a lot, but then in a moment's notice, they're called to action and they got to move. And again, moving well, if they're moving well, they can handle that. But when they're not, it leads to a lot of injuries and workman's comp costs and all those kind of things. So we are looking into the corporate side of things as well.
This is so exciting. And, you know, even your name, you named it almost a decade ago, but a step ahead. I mean, this is ahead of the curve. This is so exciting. I'm so proud of you and so proud to be your friend and proud that you're on our show. And before we close, we want everybody to know how to get a hold of you, your office. We want a website and a phone number so that anybody interested in either the more traditional physical therapy, which you all do excellently, or this wellness program, how can they reach you?
Sure. So it's a Step Ahead Physical Therapy in Roswell, Georgia. And the phone number is 770-998-6636. Our website is asaphysicaltherapy.com. A is in Apple, S is in Sam, A is Apple, physicaltherapy spelled out.com. And if I could, I'd just like to just thank you, Mary Jo, for a wonderful friendship. But just it's so exciting to see you in your element and the work that you're doing, helping people and this program, and you just it's just right where you need to be.
Thank you. And chasing you down so that you would come on my program.
Yes.
Not our program, not my program.
Well, he'll be back.
My bosses will kill me
That's
for
right.
that one. Well, as we always say, in ending our program, before I do that, let me just repeat this. It's a Step Ahead Physical Therapy in Roswell, Georgia, 770-998-6636. Is that right, Brad?
Correct.
Okay. ASAphysicaltherapy.com. Please call. Remember, they do take Medicare, some Medicare, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, PPO. And as you can tell just from listening to Brad, he will help you. He and his staff will help you if they can, and that's for sure. Thank you so much. As we close today, we'd like to remind you that if the younger generation, oh golly, Ryan, how do we say that? If the younger generation is our nation's most valuable national resource, then the second part of that phrase, and it goes without saying really, that the older generation is our most valuable national treasure. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless.
Eugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.